This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, baby! It feels so good to be the first live voice on the Wayne Allen Root Show in the year 2020. I got tingles going up and down my spine. If you haven't figured it out yet, my name is Lee Elsie. Why would you have figured it out? Well, I guess you could. I mean, on Thursdays, it's usually a day for me to come in for the first hour and fill in for Wayne Allen Root. And tonight, I get the entire show, 3 hours. He'll be back tomorrow, very excited and raring and ready to go. But I'm excited to be the first voice here on the USA Radio Network for 2020. And I would love to talk to you. We've got a bunch of guests coming up tonight. But if there's some topics that you want to talk about, you can give us a call and we'll grab some calls towards the bottom of the hour and a little later on in the show. But I do have some guests coming up. The great Chris is pushing all the buttons, making it a go. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My email address, easy to remember. It's my name, radio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Very nice folks out there across the country have been sending me emails off and on. It's been kind of neat to get a chance to talk to people as far away as Michigan and Vegas and California, etc. So kind of cool to chat. Hope you guys had a great New Year. Hope you guys enjoyed whatever it was that you did. I went to a party. I mean, it was good. The people were very, very nice. It was very conservative. It was very right-leaning. It was, you know, very Republican, which isn't, you know, necessarily always a good thing. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a, well, it's an okay thing or a bad thing. Never really know. But it was, you know, it was a good party. It was at the man who ran for governor here. I live in the state of Connecticut, and it was the man who ran for governor. Didn't fare so well, but we went to his house and a bunch of great folks. But it was, you know, that's, you know, as you get older, I think. I mean, maybe is it just me, but when you see folks who are supposed to be more mature than you, because I'm really, I mean, I don't look at myself as being mature. I say stupid things. I do stupid things all the time. I am sort of stupid half the time. And I look at myself when I see myself or I think about myself, I don't think about myself as a, you know, 50-year-old man. I think about myself as being some kid, right? I think that we keep that with us. And it maybe late in life it changes a little bit. But I still have that, I think that little gleam in the eye that thinks he can do just about anything. The immortality scenario happened. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But it's kind of strange to watch folks who you would consider more mature than you jump up and down and blow those horns and put on the funny hats and the goggles that say 2020, jump around like lunatics as the ball counts back from 10 to 1. But that being said, not to hurt anybody's feelings, we had fun. And there are some pictures of me floating around the internet with a funny hat on or two. And my wife. Me and my wife, we had, my wife made us take about 30 pictures before there was one that was relatively acceptable that we could have. So, yeah, I felt like I was at some fancy model shoot where nothing worked out. It was me. It's not her. I mean, just me. I mean, I'm a typical knuckle-dragging lughead, and when you're trying to take my picture late at night, if I haven't had the right amount of sleep or fixed my hair just perfect, then it's not going to look good. By the way, I don't have any hair. All right, so you don't care about any of that stuff. But anyway, welcome to 2020. I hope 2020 is going to be a fantastic year for you. I hope it's a fantastic year for the country. I hope everybody is getting on the same page and we're all moving in the right direction for patriotism and freedom as we move again to what is going to be a just a huge election. I know every election is huge, and everybody who gets in front of a microphone says the same thing every time. Oh, this is the biggest election in history. No, this is the biggest election in history. This is big. This is big. Because when you think about it, I mean, right now, the man who is breaking the bank on the left, the man who is raising more money than any other Democrats, Bernie Sanders, a card-carrying communist. Right? He's like 100 years old. He's a devout 100% socialist who is bordering on communist. And he's going to be, he might be the choice for the Democrats. Think about that. Get your mind around that for a second. Take a deep breath wherever you are. And think to yourself, okay, well, who's going to be Trump's opponent? Is it going to be, you know, crazy Joe Biden? Ah, I've been saying from the beginning, I don't see him getting there in the end. It's not going to be Elizabeth Warren. She's a liar. People are seeing through her garbage right now. Bernie Sanders, he's raising the most money. He still has a little, you know, fire in the britches, which is a scary thought. So maybe it's him. Can you imagine those debates? Donald against Bernie Sanders? Oh, my God, pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. Fantastic stuff. And I don't know who they're going to choose as the vice president. Well, we got a long way to go. I mean, anything can happen. I mean, for God's sake, Bernie could have, I hate to say this. Well, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something bad, but I'm glad I stopped myself. All right, so that's political. And newsworthy, I guess, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in Iraq, you probably should be. I mean, it is becoming a big deal. We've got another skirmish here, which has happened in the last couple of hours. We've got rockets fired, not necessarily from us, but we do have rockets being fired. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, but the Iranian official is being featured in a lot of these stories that's coming out. Apparently was spotted at the embassy. Excuse me, was that guy that was spotted at the embassy was spotted with Barack Obama, I mean, in a White House visit, pictures taken and everything, in 2011. And do I think Obama was involved? No, of course not. But, I mean, this is the kind of person that your former president was hanging out with. Somebody who's going to be involved in just a dirty, ugly terror attack, which is what this was. Make no mistake about this. The Iranian folks are behind us. 1,000%. And this is to stoke the fires. This is to see. This is a test. How far can they push? You know, if you look at the last year or even 18 months, the Iranians have really pushed the envelope with this president to see what they can get away with. I mean, we've got drones being shot down. We've got clashes. We've got all these tankers and ships that were boarded in the past 12 to 18 months. There has been a lot happening. And the question is, how far are they willing to push? And is this a game? Are they going to see when the Americans, when Donald Trump will say enough is enough and we'll fight back? We'll fight back with swift, brutal force, and, you know, are they trying to get the world to be angry with us? You know what's interesting, too, is if you look, it always boils down to money, doesn't it? It always boils down to money. What countries are doing business with the Iranians? And you might be shocked to find out. But United States allies, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, all upset, issuing a joint statement about the concern about what's happening. Why? Because they're, in a big way, trading in a monstrous way with the Iranians. Bet you didn't know that. And Donald Trump, in a recent tweet, said anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States, and bravo for him for saying that. I mean, China's also doing a lot of business with them, but the EU is Tehran's third largest trading partner, accounting for 16.3% of Iran's total trade. China, again, is the country's largest trading partner, 19.5%, followed by the United Arab Emirates. So when you're looking at who is getting rich off this stuff and who is profiting, well, our pals, our friends in the EU, and, of course, Donald Trump's new buddies in China. all getting fat at the trough when it comes to Iran. And so if you're going to look at this thing and you're going to see if Donald Trump actually puts the screws to any of these countries, well, this will be interesting to watch this. In fact, he's going to stand by his one of his tweets that he threw out there. And again, Tehran's biggest exports are oil products, gold, jewelry, exports, things of that nature, precious metals, graphite, aluminum, steel, coal. But think about that. I mean, how far are we going to let our EU brothers and sisters get away with this stuff, right? South Korea, Japan, also U.S. allies have a significant dealing with the Iranians. And it all boils down to money. So will money talk and blank walk? We'll see what happens with that because, as you know, it all in the end boils down to the almighty dollar. And we'll see how far that the Iranians can push us when it comes to this kind of stuff. And listen, this is a big deal. If you looked at some of the photos and the videos that have come out after this attack, which is why it's an attack, guys. If you don't think this is an actual attack, it's an attack. I mean, they torched the place. They torched a whole bunch of it. And I'm glad that we reinforced this. And we should never, in a scenario like this, put our men and women in harm's way. But I've said this over and over again, and I continue to stand by it. If it were me who were the leader of the free world, I would not allow one hair on one American person's head to be harmed without holding the country, the entire country responsible. So if we were to lose anybody at the embassy, I would completely hold the Iranians responsible for all of that, 1,000%. And I hope Donald Trump, it seems like he's moving in that direction. So hopefully he stands by his words. And I like the fact he's talking tough. So keep talking tough and walk the walk. If you're going to talk the talk, eventually you're going to have to walk the walk. So we'll see what happens. I'm not advocating for a conflict, but there's only so far that we can be pushed before we got to really push back. All right, I do have some great guests coming up. Interesting. I've got a woman who is a dream analyst, Lainey Dolphin. She's been on every show in the world. She's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. My good pal, Colonel Rob Simmons, is going to break down again what I just talked about in Baghdad. And Dr. Michael Young, a little later on, we're going to talk about healthcare with him. All that coming up. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Policy points and availability vary by state.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. The those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're over the age...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RootWall.com.
Yeah. All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Real quick, I just got to tell you, I went to the Giants game, and I want to thank our pal Gary from Joshua's Limousine, which is actually located here in Connecticut, but they pick up all over the East Coast. So if you're looking for a great ride, you call up Joshua's, which is 860-865-0672. And guys, like, the best. But anyway, we got a party bus, and we went down to the Giants game, and it was pouring rain. But I tell you, man, it's so much fun, more fun having, you know, a great guy and a great company tool us around and do that. And we just had a blast, and he's a good guy, great guy, as a matter of fact. So if you're anywhere on the East Coast and you need to go to an airport or you need to go someplace like that, call up my pal over at Joshua's Limousine, and he will take care of you in a big way, because he took care of us. We had fun. We're in this big, giant party bus with the techno. It wasn't the techno lights. You can turn all that stuff off. But, you know, they got a big giant television in there. And it's like you're not even driving. Like, the drive is almost the most fun. The game was terrible. The Giants are awful, by the way. They're just awful. Not that any of you care probably about sports, but, oh, my goodness. It was raining, and it was like 35 degrees and raining and freezing cold. And there were more Eagle fans at Giant Stadium than there were Giant fans, so it was kind of crazy. All right, so what do I have here? We're going to have a lot of time, so let me get into a couple of silly things, and then we'll get to the bottom of the hour. And we'll look at your dreams. I can't wait to talk to this lady, Lainey Dolphin. She's like been on a million different shows. And I don't know, I don't dream as much as I think I did as a kid, but we all have these recurring dreams. And I'm going to get into talking to her, and hopefully we can talk a little bit and see how it goes. And maybe down the road we can set it up where we'll take some phone calls from some folks and kind of let her take a look at your dreams. Just a little different. Sort of something different tonight, and get away from a little bit of the political side of things for a little while and just look inside your brain. So a Kentucky woman was barking up the wrong tree recently when she tried to pass her company-run drug test when she decided to turn in a jug of the urine, but it wasn't hers. It was from her dog. She has a German Shepherd. And she tried to dupe, apparently, the folks who were in charge of putting that test together, and eventually that ended up getting in the hands of the Pinville Police Department, who went out of their way to knock on her door and say, wait a second, the bait-and-switch thing is not going to work. You know what? I can see where you might think that you could get away with that, right? I mean, there are probably people out there who think that there's no DNA difference, and maybe they just wouldn't check. Maybe they just run it through the test and not know the difference, not realize that it's it's from a canine. Who knows? I'm not really sure. It's kind of crazy. So there are a bunch of these lists coming out too, and I'll go through a couple of these throughout the course of the night. But there are a whole bunch of things to look forward to in 2020, and I don't know. I'm kind of excited for some reason about 2020. I feel like 2020 is going to be a big year. But there are some cool things going on in 2020. If you're into the Olympics, which I really am not. Tokyo's going to have the Olympics in 2020. It'll probably be a huge, certainly be a huge deal. I'm sure they're going to put on a big show. You got, of course, maybe, like I said, the biggest elections to come rolling around since 2016. I mean, it is going to shape where we go. I mean, do you want to go down the road of communism / socialism, or do you want to continue on the path that we're on now? Right? All the haters out there, all the folks who can't stand Donald Trump, of course, they're going to say, oh, well, anything at all costs. I have something I got to share with you. I'm going to tell you guys a story. It won't be for a little while because I got to talk to our next guest. But I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to me on Christmas Day. It's 1,000% true, and you're not going to believe it. It's about a chance meeting that I had at a stoplight, and I'm going to share that with you somewhere in the next hour. You're going to like it. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about dreams for a little while. Lainey Dolphin will join us. Get into your brain. See what's going on. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. Got tonight off. He'll be back tomorrow. Raw and Unfiltered is the show. Don't go anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will ban the use of fruit and mint flavors in cartridge e-cigarettes in an effort to curb youth vaping, but it will still allow flavors to be sold via tank vaping systems commonly found in vape shops. The president also raised the federal minimum age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 years old. That law went into effect last week. And as far as if that law will help, Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News,
I think that raising the age restriction for tobacco sales to 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran against the United States Embassy in Baghdad. This as 750 Marines are in Iraq protecting that embassy. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Are you listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered? I am Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I have been waiting for this interview for a while because it's something that really interests me. We're going to talk about dreams. Special guest joining me right now, she is a dream analyst. Lainey Dolphin is joining us right now. Lainey, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Lee. How are you?
I appreciate it. So you got a couple of books out. One, Have a Great Dream, book one, The Overview. And the other one is Have a Great Dream, book two, A Deeper Discussion. So I guess, first of all, let me ask you a little bit about your background and what makes you an expert in dreams.
Well, I've been doing dream analysis for 47 years. Oh, my God. And so I'm 67, and when I was 20, I had my first of four daughters who was born with Down syndrome, and that was 47 years ago. And 47 years ago, most people didn't take their Downs babies home. They usually had them institutionalized, and that's what I did at first. And not too long after, of course, I became depressed, which makes some sense, and I landed in the office of a brilliant New York Freudian analyst. And because I wasn't able to articulate my feelings too well in my 20s, the story is I'm a dreamer, and I've always been a person who has incredible dream recall, and he must have done about 80% of my analysis through the study of dreams. So my introduction to Freud was that I experienced him long before I studied him, and that was the first place I learned that actually we are problem solving in our dreams. And at the first level, the dream is the conversation that you are having with yourself about a very specific current issue in your life that you are attempting to problem solve. And I'm here to tell you that the amazing news is that the solution to something that's bugging you, of course, arrives in your unconscious before it gets to your conscious mind. So if you understand what the heck you're trying to say to yourself when you had the dream, and that's what I do. I teach the language of metaphor, because if you understand what you're saying to yourself, then you can propel your problem-solving skills. So that was a whole life spit out in less than a minute. Except to tell you that I went on to study Gestalt counseling, so I learned about Frederick Perls, and in my 40s I studied at the Alfred Adler Institute, so I learned how Alfred Adler looked at dreams, and then I went to the C.G. Jung Society. So I'm that style of person that likes to get eclectic in my approach to life, and that's why, so my basic method is based on those four fathers of psychology.
How much of this is an exact science, and how much of it is, like you just said, interpreting metaphors or interpretation?
Right, exactly. And the reason why you know, the difference between a psychic approach and a psychological approach, when the dreamer tells me, when you tell me your dream, I don't tell you what it's about. When you tell me your dream, I know the right questions to ask you, and you end up telling me what the dream is about. Because if there was 5,000 or 6,000 things happened to you today, which probably did, if you include every time the phone rang, every email you got, every time somebody said something to you, every time you went to the washroom, it adds up about the things that happened to us during the day. When you go to sleep tonight, your unconscious is going to prioritize one thing that's bugging you the most. It's going to prioritize on the top. And all of your dreams tonight are going to be you testing out different possible solutions and reactions to that very specific current issue. Actually, if I give you a very fast example, you're going to get me right away.
All right, do it.
And what I'm doing.
Please.
So here's a woman. This is like my most recent favorite dream that came to me.
Okay.
This woman dreams that she's got a brand new puppy, and she's so excited about the new puppy that she puts him up on the table right in front of her so she could see him eye to eye. And all of a sudden, she's like so happy, and all of a sudden, the puppy poos all over the table,
right,
and all over her, and there's like crap everywhere. And so I have what I call in the books, I call it a point of entry, and there's six basic points of entry that you can use to try and find what event in your life triggered this morning's dream. And so I used for her the feelings and the plot, and I asked her, what do you think happened in your life this week, a situation that started out new and made you feel so happy and has suddenly taken a really rotten turn for the worst? And it was her job. She was so excited about this new job, and after working there about 2 or 3 days, realized that the boss is a really abusive guy. And you know that expression, he was like crapping all over her.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
And that's why the puppy, if you look at the metaphor now, you can see that's why the puppy is making all over the place. And so one of the ways that you can uncover a solution when it comes in the form of a metaphor is I asked her to take that dream out into waking life. And if you really had a puppy and you really put him up on the table and he really made all over the place, what would you do? She said, I would take it off the table. That's the first thing I would do. And then I'd clean everything up.
Right.
So in her language, because all of us are very unique as a fingerprint, but I'm just curious, Lee, if you say that you're taking something off the table, what does that mean for you?
It would mean that I'm no longer offering that option, taking it off the table.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's what her language was very similar to yours, because she, when I asked her that, her language, she said, if I take something off the table, it's not negotiable. I'm not willing to deal with it. And that was the solution. She quit the job the next day.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't remember your dreams, you would have quit that job anyway, but maybe it's going to take you a month or two to get it. But if you understand the language, you can move a lot faster on what your decision making is.
You have two books, Have a Great Dream, Book One, The Overview, and Have a Great Dream, Book Two, A Deeper Discussion. So if you want to get more out of this stuff, you can go take a look at both those books and take a look at that website. It's pretty amazing stuff. All right, so you kind of just touched on something I wanted to ask you. What about the folks who don't remember or can't remember their entire dreams? Are they missing out on stuff?
Well, you don't need to remember a whole dream with a beginning, a middle, and an end. So don't be necessarily looking for that, because that woman who woke up because her chair was on fire, and in the dream, it's one picture. She's jumping out of a chair that's totally in flames, because that's her unconscious's way of giving her a rehearsal to stop procrastinating.
Right.
And get at it. And so you don't, you know, we repeat ourselves in our dreams constantly. So you don't need a big long story. One picture is good. Whether you remember them or you don't, dreaming is just thinking. And you're going to get it anyway. It's just that you get it faster if you do remember your dreams. And I guess the easiest way to remember a dream is intention. Leave paper and pen beside the bed and don't even get up to pee. Just try and start writing the minute you open up your eyes, because if you get up, I mean, there's a memory trace that's not working at the same capacity when you're asleep as when you're awake. So there's a physiological reason why most of us don't remember.
But there are some dreams that even now you can remember them. Why do those dreams stick with you and other dreams don't?
Because we are, us humans, we are self-regulating organisms. And I call this welcome to the human race, because we are adept at lying, avoiding, and sleeping. And that's called welcome to the human race. We just hate looking at things, but your unconscious never lies to you. So whatever it is that you are underreacting to in your waking life, the dream is going to overreact, and it creates a balance. I mean, that's what it does. And while it's creating a balance, it also succeeds in grabbing your attention, and that's why the dream stays with you, because it wants you to talk about it.
Perception or intuition inside of a dream, maybe intuition is not the right word, but
it is.
You have a dream that your wife is cheating on you.
I love it.
What does that tell you?
Well, I know one guy, because you're going literal on me, Lee. Don't go literal on me.
What do you mean?
I know a guy who is dreaming that his wife of 20 years was cheating on him.
Okay.
And that was a feelings point of entry, because that's what I focused on, the feelings, because he felt so betrayed. And really, it was about a client of his who he had also had for exactly 20 years, who took his business somewhere else. And so he wasn't speaking up about it. And your unconscious absolutely wants you to speak. And that's what, so the dream used a situation in which, I mean, if your wife was cheating on you, of course you would speak up, right?
Right.
You wouldn't stay silent about it. And that's, so the unconscious shows this rich metaphor to help encourage the dreamer to speak up about it. So if you dream your wife is cheating on you, if she really is cheating on you, that's because, you know, if you're not using it as a metaphor for some other situation, that's what you want to investigate. But, you know, we pick up unconsciously on a lot of stuff. Our intuition is very alive and in tune to what's happening around us. And you may not be acknowledging something in your waking life, but you're noticing it unconsciously. No question about it. Your intuition knows a lot about what's going on around you.
So your brain actually, during the course of a day, remembers subconsciously every song that's played on the radio, every word that actually is spoken to you. You may dismiss it immediately, but somewhere in your brain, it soaks it in, right?
That's right. And I love that you brought that forward, because I often say that our dreams use memories from the past, from the present, and sometimes even from the future in order to problem solve something that's happening today.
All right, Lainey, listen, I got to take a quick break. Lainey Dalton, Dream Analyst. We'll come right back with a little bit more with her. Stick around. You're listening to the USA.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection. While you still can, my sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and they don't, you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of...
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered, a fascinating conversation. If you're just tuning in, we spent the last 10 minutes or so talking about dream analysis and what to make of some of the dreams that you may be having. And our guest is Lainey Dalfin. A couple of books. She's got a great website. We'll get to all of that in a second. But we were kind of in the middle of her explaining to us the process of what actually happens during dreams and how to decipher some of that stuff. So if you could just pick it up where you left off.
We are as unique, our database, or I'm over 50, so I call it a filing cabinet. It's filled with every single memory and association that you have ever had since you were born. And when you want to say something to yourself tonight, the filing cabinet opens up, and everybody that's in that file, or every memory and every person that's in the file that perfectly fits something you're trying to say to yourself, that's what's going to show up. So if my husband Andy aggravates me today, which maybe he will, how do we know?
Right.
If I go to sleep tonight, my filing cabinet is going to open up, and every single boyfriend I ever had in my life is in that same file. And so is my father, rest his soul, and so is my brother, because they are both male family members, just like my husband Andy is. And I'm going to choose the person in that file that perfectly fits the way Andy made me feel when he aggravated me yesterday. If he made me feel a certain sense of rejection, maybe I'm going to choose somebody who I dated when I was 16 who made me feel precisely that way. And if you saw the news last night and you saw some shots of a war somewhere, you will not choose to dream about the war unless you are at war with yourself or your spouse or somebody at work. So you're not, the unconscious is so sophisticated. That's why I've been doing this for 47 years, because it blows me away as much today as it did 47 years ago, the preciseness with which the unconscious chooses the images.
I'd love to get you back on again if you have the time down the road, maybe in a month or so, and this way I'd give my listeners a chance to send me what dreams that they're having. Now,
I love it.
Can you break
it
down? You can break it down by just knowing the sort of the basic parameters of the dream for them.
I sure can.
All right. So we're going to do that. I want to really do that down the road. So we have to make a date to do that for sure. But can I ask you just to be, I'll let you go after these two because I got to run anyway. But
ask your dreamers to send me Trump dreams.
Trump? Okay.
Because he's in the psyche, whether you love him or you hate him.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. He's in the psyche of America, and people are using him as a metaphor for something they want to say to themselves.
That's interesting. All right, so we'll do that. I promise you, because we have a lot of conservative people love Trump, and I'd love to know if they're dreaming about him. I think that'd be great. Okay, two real quick ones. My wife wanted me to ask you what the I'm sure you get this in every interview, but I'll ask you anyway, what it means to be dreaming falling, constantly falling.
Well, because it's related at the first level to a specific situation in your life that triggered the dream, I would want to ask her, how did she feel? Because, you know, I know one anchor at Fox, Good Day New York, who dreamt that she fell out of a window all these floors and landed on the ground, and she didn't die. She, in the dream, she stands up and walks away, and that was a comment about how when she hits rock bottom, she knows how to pick herself up. So some people are falling because they feel out of control. Some people, they start falling and it turns into flying. So it depends on the dreamer and what's going on in their life that week.
Okay. All right. And the other one that I have occasionally had, and it's bothersome to me, I don't remember a lot of my dreams, but I'm going to try to pay attention more so I can ask you in a month or so when we have you back on. But I've had dreams where your teeth are falling out. What is that about?
I love that. And so let me spit out, like literally spit out, a couple of analysis for that dream. Like, I know all of us, our teeth fall out. And like all through time, when we're 6 or 7 years old, all of us are going to lose our teeth. And it's something that's the inevitable and also something that we have no control over. So I know one woman, it's funny that you were talking about this earlier, one woman who was dreaming that her teeth were falling out because somewhere inside her, she knew that her husband was about to break up that marriage. And it was something that was inevitable that she had no control over. And so she was dreaming her teeth were falling out. Somebody else is dreaming their teeth are falling out because they have something to say and they're not saying it. And it's like, would you spit it out already? So the action of something coming out of your mouth was an encouragement or rehearsal that the dream is providing to get that dreamer to spit it out. And maybe somebody else is dreaming that their teeth are falling out. I mean, I was dreaming my teeth were falling out when I was turning 60 because it was transition that I was going through. So you always want to ask the dreamer. And the reason why I wrote both books, Have a Great Dream, is because those dream dictionaries are ridiculous. You cannot look it up in a book. You have to talk to the dreamer.
Lainey, I wish we had more time, but I got to run. We'll catch up down the road. Once again, Lainey Dalfin, dream analyst, joining us here on the radio. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.